Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lori Loewenberg is a dream expert and author. Her book is called Dream On It. When we tell people, let me sleep on it, what we're really saying is, let me dream on it.
Yes, isn't that cool? So yes. You know how when you have a dilemma and you say, let me sleep on it, then you tend to wake up with clarity. You're more sure of yourself and your decision. Well, the reason why is because you dreamed on it. You had a dream where your subconscious was helping you work through it and come up with the best idea for yourself. Mm. That's the cool thing about dreams. They are our built-in problem solvers.
Well, Lori, I mean, I have a problem right now because I have been having very strange dreams over the last week or so. People get the classic imagery, like a serpent or a snake or, you know, I was at work naked or whatever. But my latest dream, I am stuck in a bookstore at the end of the world. Dystopian, right? Like it's, you know, something has happened with the planet where it's not good. And there's a bunch of people like living in this bookstore. And all I want to do is check out with my four new novels from Stephen King. And for whatever reason, the money, like they're trying to ring me out. It's like 200 plus. It's definitely excessive. And I'm like, you got to straighten this out before I get out of here. And that's how the dream ends. And yet I'm stuck there in the bookstore with my wife, with my grandson too. And it's all dependent on me. And I can't get out of there because they can't fix this receipt.
Okay. Well, let's dive in.
Please.
So you've been having this how long?
Probably for a week straight.
Okay, that's our first clue. It will be connected to something that's been going on in your life for about that long, a week now.
All right.
Now, it's dystopian, like end of the world.
Right.
So you want to look at everything in your dream as a part of you. This is not about the world as a whole, but something in your personal world seems to have come to an end.
Okay.
Or it's changing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still married. I'm still allowed in my house.
You're not allowed to eat anything anymore.
That is true. My doctor totally changed my diet. Oh, and I had to give up. I had to give up booze mostly.
Oh, okay. That's a big part of your world, right?
That's the end of the world. Yeah.
I mean, when you say it like that, it makes me sound like I've got a real problem, Lori.
Well,
my liver was the one with the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not like I was driving into guardrails left and right. But yes. I miss alcohol. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So that, when we like quit smoking or we make a big move, things like that that change our world as we now know it, we can get dystopian apocalyptic dreams. Now you're in a bookstore. That's also an important symbol, but it is particularly Stephen King books that you're checking out, right?
Yes, because that's basically all I read. He's the only author on the planet, if you didn't know that, Lori. Besides, you know, your published works, but besides that.
And, Right. Does your life feel like a horror show at the moment?
There have been some parts that have been scary for certain. Yeah, there's some illnesses and some different changes going on. Yes.
Okay, so that's likely the Stephen King element. Now, also, you can't get out of the bookstore.
No, I mean, like, I'm hung up on this. You know, typically, if it was $10 over or something, that'd be one thing. But it is the end of the world, and this is very exorbitant pricing. There's people sleeping underneath the shelves over here, but for some reason they're hung up on me paying for these books before I leave here.
Okay, so the price, what seems like an exorbitant price you're paying right now in order to have your health?
I guess the exorbitant price would be there's no more Fireball in my life on the weekends.
Or happiness and joy.
I mean, here she comes, coming back to make me just sound like a terrible...
Well, I mean, your mind is telling you the things that you're feeling when you don't want to feel like that during the day because you know it feels ridiculous.
I think it's very important for me to note that I don't drink every day, and I didn't drink every weekend even. But when I would go, I would hit it.
Good. And so you're feeling a little stuck. You can't get out of the bookstore, so you're feeling a little stuck. Maybe you're not feeling the progress yet.
Oh, that could be something there.
Yeah, but when you feel better and you're healthier...
Yeah, I think your dream will change or stop.
Well, I suppose I'm a bit relieved then. Lori, I am curious about your interpretation of Anna's recurring dream. I don't believe we've ever told you this story. That's coming up next.
Reoccurring dreams can be freaky and hard to decipher, too. Lori Loewenberg is a dream expert. Lori, okay. When people have repeating dreams, like I had one my entire life growing up about a vampire that would chase me where his neck was on top of his head, not on the bottom.
Yeah, very strange. Yeah. Very strange.
What does that mean? Like something from like when you're a kid that follows you all the way through adulthood. That's ridiculous.
When did you stop getting the dream?
Stop getting them?
Yeah. Oh, do you still get it?
Oh, no. He'll show up every once in a while.
Yeah.
But you want to know what the difference is? When I was little, I was afraid of him. I'm not afraid of him anymore.
That's good. So that does show maturity, obviously. So it will represent something in your life that used to be an issue for you, but now you can deal with it. Now, do you have any interaction with the vampire?
When I was little, he would be chasing me. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like he just appears, and he's just kind of part of the scene, but he doesn't
looming
really have
in the background.
Yeah, he's just like, he doesn't have a designated role. He just happens to be there.
Okay, so definitely this is showing maturity. I want to figure out why his neck is on top of his head.
Me too. Yeah. I've been trying to figure it out for 40 years. I can't figure it out.
Are you the type, you tend to like give too much of yourself than you should?
Maybe. I don't know. I do the best I can as much as I can. How about that?
Okay. Do you allow people to take advantage of you or like the energy or emotional vampires?
I don't think so, do I?
I would say the only thing, you overextend yourself. She has a hard time saying no, but
she's strong.
It's not like she's being necessarily taken advantage of, but she has a hard time saying no. Her schedule is very full.
Okay, this could be it. Now, is this something you've gotten better at over the years?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Okay.
She's got a long way to go.
This could be it. Why he's still there, he's not as much of a threat as he used to be, but he's still present in the dream because it's still a present part of your life. And the neck being on top makes it more available for someone to bite and suck off of. So that part of you still can get sucked on.
So, all right, Lori, if somebody's having reoccurring dreams or they have a dream that keeps coming back and they don't know why they're having it, what would be the top things they should do?
The number one thing you got to do when you get a recurring dream is try to pinpoint how long it's been going on. If it's a recent one, like just a week or so, then it will be connected to an issue that's been going on for as long as the dream. If it's a lifelong dream like yours, then it's more likely connected to a lifelong recurring behavior pattern. That vampire with the neck on top of his head will show up to represent the part of you that has a vulnerable part of you that you show to people.
I think that, Anna, you should have to draw this vampire out. I think we should see it and then post it.
I think that
would be important because I visualize it every time you tell this story. And I just want to know if I'm anywhere in the realm of it being accurate.
Oh, 100%. I'll draw a picture of the vampire. Lori, I am sure that there is a lot of people that have weird dreams and they want to learn more about how to interpret them. If they want to learn more about you and learn what to do, where should they go?
Right. You can find me online at LauriLoewenberg.com. Lauri Loewenberg is hard to spell. So if you just Google dream expert, I'll be the first one that shows up.
Well, you can set
up a call with me or a video call. We'll go very deep into every single part of your dream. You can also follow me on all social media, X, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. All of those are Lauri the Dream Expert, L-A-U-R-I, Lauri the Dream Expert.
Wow. All right. Well, Google worldwide.
I love that.
Boom.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at you.
Yes.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, I like that you could even hire you for events. Very cool. All right. Thank you so much, Lori, for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And sweet dreams.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.